Hi, this is Kara from the Pure Rock Shop, and you're listening to 91.7 FM WNJR Washington, Pittsburgh, and online at WNJR.org. Today we have Ripper Owens on the line. Hey, Ripper, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So, let's start by talking about the Three Tremors album. How'd you guys come up with the concept of having the three of you sing together?
Well, Sean Peck, the one singer, he really started this. He started the ball rolling. It's really his baby, and we've been friends for a long time. He opened up, his band opened up for Judas Priest when we played in San Diego. We kind of became friends. Years later, we became friends, and, he had the idea because he wanted to do a record. He wanted to make a record, which to me, that's what kind of got me interested in it, because I've done plenty of projects where it's been three metal singers or two or three or four singers, and we've done a tour as like a metal tour. But we've played songs from our back catalog and our catalog. So this was Sean wanting to make a record, and that's what got it going.
I had recently talked to Steve Vai about how he orchestrated the five guitars for Generation X. I'm a little bit curious as to what challenges you guys face layering in multiple vocals, especially at a live show.
Well, it's funny because when we recorded this, I actually, Sean had sent me the ideas because he was writing it. Like I said, it was his baby. So
yeah.
When he sent me the ideas and his melodies and lyrics, I actually just went and recorded the whole record all over again myself. I recorded all the harmonies and I did like my own version of the record. So then he just went back and, which is his idea to do it. Listen, I thought I was getting involved with something. I might just have to sing a couple lines here and there.
Okay.
I'm realizing I'm singing the whole record. But it worked out better because now we can actually, I could release this record with just my vocals, and it would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But then they had the task of, figuring out who's going to sing where, which I think it makes it better because I sang a lot different. Hearing his whole version of the song, I attacked it differently than he sang it, so I would sound different and use a different type of voice, which actually made me sing on this record different than I've probably ever sang. But then they had to take those parts and figure out which, how to divide it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then going into the live show, it's almost like we have a script on figuring out who's going to sing what, because we didn't know who sang what on the record until we got it, because I never heard, I just gave the whole thing. So it was actually more time consuming to get ready to tour. And actually we did 17 shows in Europe and we're still moving parts around going, let me sing that part. You can sing that. So it's still kind of a, work in progress of trying to nail it down right.
So you guys are going to be hitting the road soon here in the U.S. What can we expect from the tour when you make it here to Pittsburgh? I think we actually have the last date on the run of shows you have coming up.
You do have the last date, and I'll be able to get a ride home from there. So it'd be nice too, because I'm from Ohio, so I'm only going to be driving a couple hours home. The great thing about this tour is we don't go out trying to just play back catalog stuff. We play every song from the record. We play 12 songs, and then we'll play a Jack Panzer song from Harry, a song or two. We'll play a Cage song from Sean, and I'll play a couple Judas Priest songs from my era. Actually, I play a Judas Priest song, and then I have my band Beyond Fear, so we'll be doing the Scream Machine, and it's a couple classic Priest songs. So it's really a fun show, but it's also a show where we're really trying to showcase the album.
Sure. So who do you guys have in your touring band?
Well, we use the guys from Cage. His last lineup, Sean Scott with his band Cage.
Okay.
Being that they're from San Diego, first Sean wanted to make a whole new band, but it was like, well, this is kind of, your band's amazing. I mean, they're great. They're a great, great band. And to me, it only made sense. Let's just use the same band. I mean, they can help write the music with you. They can help record in the studio. They're kind of the guys you're familiar with them. So that's what we do.
cool. So you have a few other releases coming out soon as well. I just caught up with Chris Caffrey a couple weeks ago to talk about the Spirits of Fire album, but I'd love to get your perspective as well.
Yeah, it's great. You know, the thing that I think what people are confused now is I have like three records coming out at the same time.
Yeah.
But they weren't recorded at the same time. It's just somehow, you know, Three Tremors was delayed. It was supposed to be out in October.
Okay.
Everything's kind of been pushed around and moved. And Spirits of Fire was actually recorded in the middle of it, right before I did Three Tremors. And that's, you know, that was great when Frontiers called and Chris called and said, you know, because Chris and I go way back as friends. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, he toured my solo band one time. And so when they asked, I thought it was great. And I got to tell you, I'm really looking forward. I keep saying this and it's weird, but I'm looking forward to recording the next record.
Yeah.
Because I learned by the end of this, you know, I love some of these vibes that Chris and I started to get. And you know, we learned by the end of it some things that I would like to do more of a certain style from the record. But it's great because, you know, two of my favorite bands are Sabotage and Judas Priest, so this is a big mix. Another great thing is
all three records
that I've done are different. Three Tremors is power metal, screaming high notes, man. It's classic,
mm-hmm.
old-fashioned artwork. You know, it's that. It goes to certain fans. Spirits of Fire is Judas Priest, Sabotage, and then other influences. And then the other record, which comes out at the end of March, A New Revenge, which used to be Project Rock with Kerry Kelly and Rudy Sarzo and James Kotet. That is a straightforward hard rock record.
Okay.
So, if I can't please somebody out of these three records, that's what I keep telling people. So, listen, I got three records coming out. They're all three sound like me, but I'm still a little different, and it's three different types of music. If someone doesn't like it, I'm going to have to go to rap or country, I guess.
Yeah, well, I just heard about the new Revenge project, so I'm curious to learn more about that. I caught up with James a few months ago because, you know, he's resurrected Kingdom Come this year.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So tell me a little bit more about A New Revenge.
Well, yeah, A New Revenge started, we would go to Russia as Project Rock. Kerry Kelly and James kind of had this idea, and then we got it together. We would play songs from our history, Judas Priest and Alice Cooper and Ozzy and Dio and Scorpions and all this. And then Kerry is a workaholic. Kerry's a night manager now. He is I've never met anybody with the fire under him like him. And he said, let's write some music. And he started sending me songs. We started writing and recording this. And it was recorded probably 3 years ago. So that's what's funny is like that should have been out a long time ago. And I absolutely love the record. I just put out a world premiere video, a song called The Way. Anybody wants to check what I'm doing, they can check on my Facebook pages and my Twitter and my Instagram. I always keep those up to date. Easy to find. If you just type Tim McRowan, you'll find me. It's good because, like I said, it's a catchy chorus, sing-along kind of music.
Well, I definitely look forward to checking that out. So that's three big projects. Anything else that I missed that we should cover today?
Yeah, no. How many times you call someone to talk about it? I know. I tell you, it's so weird when people's like, oh, my God, I got to post these different bands all the time. Like, it's not my fault. I didn't choreograph this to put three records out. No one would ever do that. Unfortunately, all the labels really didn't care that they're all putting a record out at the same time. I don't know. But actually, I just recorded. You know, I also put out Tourniquet. I sang with a band called Tourniquet.
Okay.
That came out in like October. And it's a band that they've been together. I just did guest vocals on it. And it's different. And they're a religious band. And it's kind of, I had a great time doing it with Ted. And, so that's out there. And then I just finished working on something else in the studio. That's kind of a rock and roll, old 70s AC/DC, and they're totally different than what I ever do. And the reason why I decided to do it was a lot of the proceeds that this band does goes to veterans.
Okay.
To me, I thought, this is the band's called Held Hostage. And I just thought, you know what, why not guest on this record? You know, I didn't join them or anything.
Uh-huh.
And do something that just, because I'm a big fan of veterans and first responders and America. And, you know, I'm a big fan of all that. So to do something like that was pretty cool.
Excellent. Well, we definitely are looking forward to catching up with you with the Three Tremors here in Pittsburgh at the Craft House. So we have that coming up on March 11th, and looking forward to checking out all of these new albums you've got coming out, Tim.
Yeah, spread the word. The Three Tremors is, I know it's on iTunes now and it's out there, and keep doing what you're doing and supporting us, and it's great. And everybody just look for the record out there.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us today on WNJR 91.7 FM and online at WNJR.org.